Good morning, Bill. How are you?
All right, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hope you had a good trip out there. I'm just curious, just the morning after, from your perspective, I know it wasn't the result that you wanted, but how much you you maybe appreciate just the way that game went in terms of both the high level of play and the chess match, you know, between the two coaching staffs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I talked about it after the game. I feel pretty much the same way. Obviously, they're a very good team. They're well coached. They do a lot of things well. You know, we were close on a lot of plays throughout the course of the game. Had some chances there at the end, but, you know, the result was they made a few more plays and, you know, coached and played a little better than we did. And we give them credit for that. They did a good job. Things we needed to have done better to win last night. We just weren't able to do them all the way across the board.
Hey, Bill. I wanted to ask you about the play just before halftime on the touchdown pass to Jordy Nelson. What was the play call? Was it a blitz? Was there anything that they drew up that kind of might have taken Devin's attention somewhere else? He had mentioned he could have taken a better angle on that play. It was a really good play by them, and as you had just said, really small, narrow, but close plays. And I wondered if that would fit into that category. They just made a really good play, and there were a couple little things that went wrong for you guys on that.
Well, obviously it went wrong. I mean, we don't have any plays where we, you know, give up long touchdown passes. That's not really the design of any play that we have. So just got to play and coach a little bit better, and there's not a lot of margin for error against a team like that with the players that they have and the schemes that they have. We just didn't quite do it well enough, and they made us pay for it. So we just got to do a better job.
While my hand's still up, I just had a question on the pass rush. And obviously, the way that Aaron Rodgers can dissect the defense, if he's allowed to move out from one side or the other, we actually saw it in the first half. He ran out to the left and had a nice completion. Even though he had a long time to throw, at one point almost 12 seconds, when you're in close like that, inside the 20 or inside the red zone, and you finally have to throw it away as he did, is that kind of the goal of it when a guy is that mobile and dangerous when he rolls and moves?
They do a lot of good things offensively. They're a hard team to defend. The receivers are a challenge. The running game's a challenge, and the offensive line and the quarterbacks are a challenge. So you got to defend all of them. Some plays are not going to turn out quite the way you want them to. Defensively, whenever you play them, and that's true of every team that's played them that we've watched. It was true last night. I thought we made some plays. We made in the red area. We certainly had a number of times we were able to keep them out of the end zone, but you know they're hard to defend. And you know, there was times where we had pressure on them. There was times where we didn't. There was times where we had the receivers covered. There was times where we didn't. There was times where we stopped the running game. And there were times where we didn't. So, you know, it's a battle against that team. We had some moments where that were good, and then they had some that were good.
Bill, just wanted to ask you quickly about the offense. I know sort of early in the game it looks like we saw some of those six offensive linemen packages with Marcus Cannon in the game. And obviously Green Bay got out to an early lead. So I'm just wondering if the score kind of dictated a change on that end and you guys decided to go away from it a little bit or did you maybe just not maybe like how that package was performing when you did choose to go to it?
Well, I think we've had a lot of opportunities to move the ball in the game. We, missed a third and one early in the game. Then we came up on a fourth and one just short of the first down. early in the game. We had a penalty to start the third quarter. So we ended up with some short drives, which limited the number of plays that we ran offensively. And defensively, we weren't able to convert on third down as effectively as we needed to, which gave them extra plays. So you could probably say there was a lot of things offensively that we didn't do as much of as we wanted to do because we didn't have the ball as much as we would like to have had it. And, you know, that's a combination of our fault and their good play. But, you know, had we converted more third downs, or had we, you know, been able to get more first downs whenever we converted them, whether it's on third down or on second down, then we would have had more plays and we would have been able to run more of everything. And if we would have been able to get a few more third down stops and force some punts instead of long drives and red area stops and field goals, then that would have given us more plays and more time possession and made them play defense longer. But you know, that was one of the main areas of the game that we didn't control well enough. They did a good job of that. And so, yeah, you can look at every group and everything that we did and say, could we have done more of it? And if we had the ball more and had more plays, we probably would have done more of it. But we didn't.
Bill, when it came to your red zone defense on Sunday, other than maybe just simple execution, what were some of the commonalities in each one of those instances that allowed you guys to have the success each time the Packers got inside the 20-yard line?
I don't know. You know, it's always harder in the red area, less space. You got the same number of guys, we just got less space and just battling for every inch you can down there in the running game and in the passing game. You're able to, you know, make a few plays. They took some shots in the end zone, hit a couple of them, missed a few of them. We ran into trouble down there too at the end. So, that's what the red area is. It's a lot of very highly contested plays with very little margin for error either way. Offense doesn't need much space, and defense doesn't have much territory to defend. And it's all just a little bit tighter down there, so you need really good execution on both sides of the ball to be successful. Just, you know, really game inches down there. It's tight. We made a few, they made a few. You know, it's probably the way it's going to be most weeks in the NFL. It's going to be real competitive and tight down there.
So I was curious about two specific plays after you got a chance to look at them, just from your perspective. The first one was the third and 12 conversion for Cobb in the second quarter where, you know, he sort of fought through, I think Arrington, Collins, and Chung in the area. And it was really close. I was curious, you know, if there was any thought at the time on challenging the spot. And I know, you know, you guys ended up holding, so it didn't turn out to be a big deal there, but I was just more curious as you looked that over what you saw there. And then if it's all right to just add a second one, it was the Rodgers scramble in the first quarter on the second and 18, where it looked like Chris Jones sort of peeled out with an offensive lineman who looked like he was downfield, almost like diagnosing screen. And I'm just curious what you saw on that play from your perspective.
Yeah, well, in the scramble play, it's pretty much exactly what happened. Chris made a real good read on the screen pass, and he went out and had that covered. When the Packers run their screens, they run usually a pattern that goes with it. So a lot of times they'll throw the ball to the pattern and not even throw the screen. Nelson was running a crossing route. Jamie Collins saw him coming. He went over and knocked him down, which was a good play. But as he kind of went to knock Nelson down, and Chris went out to take the screen, then Rodgers, as he's very good at, saw some space in the defense there, was able to pull the ball down quickly, get through the line. The rest of our pass rush wasn't able to react quickly enough. We kind of lost the second level player there. You know, with Jamie jamming the crossing route, and you know, really a pretty good play by us, but it was a better play by Rogers to see all that happened and just be able to split the defense quickly. And of course, he's very athletic and, you know, turned a play that probably would have been kind of a no gain or incomplete pass type of play for them into a, whatever he gained, 15 yards or whatever it was. And so those are the kind of plays that he makes that are, you know, make it hard to defend. So, you know, we just got to do a better job with our overall rush lane and integrity. But, you know, with a screen pass like that, it's a hard, we're trying to defend the play that they're running, and he just, you know, was able to, with his great ability and vision, you know, make something out of it. And the other play was a close play, and, you know, we didn't play it quite well enough and Cobb got first down.
So I just wanted to ask you about the offensive sequence at the end of the game. For you guys, I know a player for Green Bay that we didn't maybe ask you about in the week leading up to the game, but it seemed like he had a big impact on the game, was their defensive lineman, Mike Daniels. I just am wondering, I guess, what made him a difficult player to account for yesterday. And then, you know, the odds aren't really in any offense's favor when the situation is 4th and 18, but I'm just wondering if there was any thought at all from you, from the coaching staff, to go for it on that 4th down at the end of the game.
No.
You know, on Mike Daniels,
they have an active front. I mean, Geon Daniels, obviously, Peppers, Nappies, Neil, and all those guys, blitz combinations and all that, so. You know, they have a lot of different people rushing, and they're, especially in their sub defenses when they get some nickel and some nickel odd, or dime odd, I should say, and you know, they're blitz zone schemes on 3rd down. So, you know, they have, you know, several different, personnel combinations, and then within that, they have different, you know, rush combinations and so forth. And so, yeah, I mean, they have a lot of, you know, a lot of athletic guys there. They're all, none of them are easy to block, and again, the scheme, you know, creates different combinations and so forth, and so, you know, they got us a couple times yesterday. You know, we block them most of the time, but they got us a few times.